Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
A ringleader in the straw donor scheme tied to Mayor Adams' campaign pleads guilty. It's Tuesday, February 6th, and this is your New York Daily News. Tuesday's forecast calls for clear skies in New York City with a high near 41 and a low near 28. Before today's top story, a state judge on Monday upheld a law expanding New York's early voting program to allow widespread balloting by mail, ruling against Republicans who argued the measure was unconstitutional. Albany Supreme Court Justice Christina Riba said in a brief but forceful order that the state legislature has broad discretion to implement election procedures and that a GOP-led lawsuit challenging the early voting expansion had failed to show that the new rules violate the state constitution. Republicans quickly signaled they would appeal the decision. Under the law, all registered voters are allowed to apply for an early mail-in ballot. New York has lagged behind other states in expanding mail-in vote options in the early voting period. But last year, Governor Hochul, a Democrat, approved a plan to expand the state's mail-in voting regime beyond absentee ballots, which are limited to a select group of New Yorkers, including people who are ill or abroad. About 35 states offered expansive mail-in vote options before New York, according to the nonprofit Institute for Responsive Government. Signing the law in September, Hochul expressed disappointment that New York was not at the forefront of mail-in voting access, but declared, "We're going to right the wrong of the past." The GOP framed the move as a step away from election security and promptly filed a lawsuit. Find this story and more right now at nydailynews.com.
My name is Greg Jackson. I'm a PhD holding historian, a professor, and the creator of History That Doesn't Suck, a podcast that makes legit, seriously researched American history come to life through entertaining stories. Join me for a chronological telling of the United States story, from the Revolution to fractious Civil War, tenacious inventors, brave reformers, and more. With more than 100 episodes, you can already binge listen your way from 1776 to the early 20th century. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on Spotify.
Dwayne Montgomery, a former NYPD inspector and longtime friend of Mayor Adams, admitted as part of a guilty plea Monday that he helped orchestrate a scheme to funnel illegal donations into the mayor's 2021 campaign coffers. During a morning hearing in Manhattan Criminal Court, Montgomery copped to one count of fifth-degree conspiracy, a Class A misdemeanor, a spokeswoman for District Attorney Alvin Bragg confirmed. Under his plea deal, Montgomery is admitting he conspired with construction contractor Shams Suddin Rizza and five other men between at least August 2020 and November 2021 to make and facilitate illegal contributions to Adams' 2021 City Hall run. The deal doesn't implicate the mayor or his campaign in wrongdoing. Montgomery won't have to serve prison time as long as he pays a $500 fine and does 200 hours of community service with Brooklyn Combine, a group that provides educational and social support for Black teens and young adults. Montgomery also agreed as part of the deal to not host any political fundraisers or solicit contributions on behalf of any campaign for 1 year. His attorney, Anthony Rico, didn't return requests for comment from the Daily News. According to the plea agreement, Montgomery and his co-defendants gave money to Adams' campaign in the names of dozens of unwitting individuals and reimbursed other people for making their own contributions to the campaign. The practice, known as straw donating, was illegal as it generated illicit public matching funds for the mayor's campaign and violated caps on how much money an individual can donate. Specifically, Montgomery admitted to transferring $260 to an unnamed straw donor via Cash App on August 14, 2020, which the person then contributed to Adams' campaign, according to the plea paperwork. Montgomery also admitted to having directed and aided others to commit campaign finance crimes. Rizza, who with Montgomery has been described as the ringleaders of the scheme, faces similar charges as him. Rizza has pleaded not guilty. Two of the scheme's other alleged masterminds, Shahid and Yahya Mushtaq, pleaded guilty to their roles in October. As part of their deal, the Mushtaq brothers, who ran the construction firm EcoSafety Consultants, agreed to cooperate in Bragg's ongoing investigation. According to Bragg's prosecutors, Montgomery and the others undertook the Adams campaign-boosting scheme in hopes it would net them lucrative city contracts once he became mayor. Adams, whose 2021 campaign is also under FBI investigation over a separate set of straw donation allegations, stressed after Montgomery's plea that he has not been accused of knowing about his scheme or playing any part in it. Speaking to reporters at City Hall, Adams noted he has known Montgomery since they served in the NYPD together decades ago. He also expressed sympathy for the retired police inspector. Though Adams says he didn't know of the scheme, Montgomery told RZA in a phone call on July 9, 2021, that the mayor was aware of their fundraising efforts, according to their July 2023 indictment. Another top Adams advisor, Deputy Mayor for Public Safety Phil Banks, has together with Adams been friendly with Montgomery since they all served together in the NYPD. Banks detailed daily schedules obtained via a Freedom of Information Law request last year show he met with Montgomery twice in 2022 in his official capacity, including once in February of that year at his private office. Banks and City Hall have declined to say what the purpose of those meetings were. For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on social media at nydailynews. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.